Now, financial abuse happens when money or belongings are stolen from an elderly person. It can be forging checks, taking someone else's retirement or social security benefits, or using the elderly person's credit cards and bank accounts without their permission. It also includes things such as changing names on a will, a bank account, a life insurance policy, or the title to a house without permission. Pretty serious implications for the elderly person. Who is the victim? That's for sure. Now, financial abuse, according to the nursinghomeabusecenter.com, can go unnoticed because the senior's physical and emotional health won't be directly affected, and they may not be able to tell you what's going on. However, it is devastating because financial abuse can leave elders unable to afford their basic health care needs. So, common signs of financial abuse include large sums of money missing from bank statements. That the senior, elderly person can't access their financial records, that they're providing gifts, quote unquote, in exchange for companionship, or that there are just strange or, unexplainable transactions that on the statement. So a trusted financial expert or family member should really be monitoring the elderly person's accounts at all times and asking about any concerning transactions. And if the elderly person can't explain the loss of funds, they may very well be a victim of financial abuse.